The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. At their meeting last week, the Chesterfield School Board approved a resolution recognizing June as LGBTQ plus month. As Ian Stewart reports, it comes in the midst of the board creating a policy to codify transgender rights.
One step at a time.
Clover Hill High School students Olivia and Lauren are competing to see who draws the best Bi Pride flag. The two are part of the school's Ally Club, an organization dedicated to fostering a safe space for LGBTQ plus students. The group was holding a Chalk the Walk event in honor of Pride Month until the weather drove them inside. Olivia, who preferred just to give a first name, says having the school board's support is significant.
It's important for a lot of people to realize that it's a thing, and they need to understand that there's a lot of people who are a part of the community and who are looking for support.
Erin Guda is the dean of students. She says the board's resolution is a step in the right direction.
And it actually made it a lot easier for us as an administrative staff to give the green light for this type of event.
The school board is also creating a new policy on how transgender students are treated, which is expected to be done by August. These guidelines are required by legislation passed by the General Assembly. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
Yesterday, Governor Ralph Northam signed into law a new reform to Virginia's probation system. The bill, sponsored by Portsmouth Delegate Don Scott, places a limit of 1 year of probation for a misdemeanor and 5 years for a felony. The bill also restricts the length of prison sentences for parole violations. Speaking outside of the Manchester General District Court in Richmond, Governor Northam said this legislation will also keep people from being jailed for so-called technical violations.
Missing a meeting with a probation officer or failing to report change in jobs, that's what lands you back in prison, and that's wrong.
Advocates and lawmakers say these changes aim to make the probation system more equitable. The law goes into effect on July 1st. Virginia will receive over $15 million in federal funding to help residents obtain affordable housing. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine announced the funding yesterday. The money comes as part of the American Rescue Plan passed in March. The Virginia Housing Authority will receive the largest share of the funds, about $5 million. Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority is set to receive just over $1.3 million. As Virginia prepares to legalize simple possession of marijuana, a watchdog group is urging the state to make changes to the new law. Allie Schweitzer from partner station WAMU reports.
A commission says the state needs to hammer out the rules around concentrated cannabis products. As of July 1st, adults 21 and over can legally possess up to 1 ounce of flower-based marijuana. But the law doesn't define how much THC oil is allowed, for example, or edibles. Those products can be far more potent by the ounce than the plant. Virginia's Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission also recommends scaling back the penalties for people caught with more than the legal amount. Under the new law, it's a felony to possess more than half a pound of cannabis. The commission recommends bumping that up to 1 pound. But state lawmakers aren't likely to heed any of the recommendations this year. They'd have to schedule a special session to make some of the changes, and that's not their current plan.
That was Allie Schweitzer reporting. Today, a post office in Chesterfield County will be renamed for a World War II codebreaker. Representative Abigail Spanberger sponsored the legislation to honor Dorothy Braden Bruce, who was from Midlothian. She served in a top-secret group of women who worked to disclose the locations of Japanese ships in the Pacific. Bruce was 99 years old when she died in 2019. The ceremony will be held at 10 this morning at the post office on Sycamore Square Drive in Midlothian. This is VPM News.
This newscast was recorded on
Thursday, June 10th at 6 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.